Today I'd like to discuss part of the sugya of reciting Alanisim on Chanukah. We say Alanisim in benching, we say Alanisim in our Shmona Esrei. I'd like to discuss some of the Rishonim and how they understood the whole institution of Alanisim, some practical applications of it, and at the end we're going to discuss why we don't recite Alanisim in Alamichya, in the after bracha, after eating our sufganiyot. Why we don't say Alanisim in Alamichya, while by other Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shulah, Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, we do mention the day, this uniqueness of the day of Pesach, etc., in the Alamichya. But when it comes to Alanisim, when it comes to Chanukah, we do not mention. Even though in benching we do say Alanisim, we don't mention it in Alamichya. Why that is so, and we'll also come to a deeper and a clear understanding of the whole structure of the Alamichya bracha. So let's start with the Gemara in Shabbos and of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says three lines before it gets wide. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, b'chafei b'kislev yomei d'chanukah timnia inun. 8 days of Chanukah, starting from the 25th day of Kislev. The lol misbaho, there's no hesped, the lol is anusbahon. We don't have fast days. And the Gemara goes on to say the story of what happened. The Yevanim went into the Heichal and they made all the shemen impure, the miracle of the oil. Okay, then the Gemara says, after the story on the fourth wide line, the Gemara says that in the year following, Lashana Acheres, Kavum, the year following the miracle of the oil, the Rabbanan set ve'asom yamim tovim b'halal ve'hoda. They made a holiday, yamim tovim, of halal and hoda. The purpose of the yam tov was halal and hoda. What does halal and hoda mean? Rashi explains, ve'asom yamim tovim b'halal ve'hoda, lo sha'asurim b'malacha. It's not that it's like every other yam tov, where you're not allowed to work. It's usher to do malacha. Shelo nikvu el likros halel. The whole institution was only to say halel. Vilomar al hanisim behoda. What does the word hoda mean in the Gemara? It means to say al hanisim, which is incredible. According to Rashi, the entire institution of the holiday of Chanukah was not to eat your latkes, not to have a party, not to do anything, except to say Hallel and Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim in the bracha of Hoda was the institution of Chanukah, was the purpose of the institution of Chanukah. Wow, Al Hanisim is very, very, very up there in the point of the Yom Tov, according to Rashi. But the Rambam seems to argue, because the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, when after telling you the whole story of what happened with the miracle, in Halacha Gimel he says as follows: "Umipnei zeh tkinu chachamim shebaoso hador sheyu shmonas yamim ha'elu." It's because of this story that the chachamim instituted 8 days shetchilas nechafei bekislev. The starts from the 25th day of Kislev. Yimei Simcha. Okay, the Rambam adds in that they are there is an Indian of Simcha and Chanukah. Vehalel. Okay, that's our Gemara. Vehalel. Umadlikin behen haneros, an institution to light the candles be'erev in the evening. The Rambam makes no mention of Al Hanisim, and the Rambam makes no mention of the word Hoda. It seems from the Rambam that he substituted the word Hoda for lighting the candles. Meaning, when explaining the Gemara that the institution of Chanukah was for Halel Hoda, Rashi says it meant Halel and saying Al Hanisim in Hoda. The Rambam learned that it meant Halel and lighting the Chanukah candles. Hoda in the Gemara meant to light the Chanukah candles. And we actually find this in the Rambam later on, in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Chanukah, Lacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It's a very special mitzvah. V'tzarech Adam Lihizarba Kedei Lahodiyah Hanes. A person has to be careful with the mitzvah of lighting candles in order to make known the nes, the miracle, lahosif b'shvach hakel, and to add in the praise of Hashem, the hodaya lo, and thanks to Hashem, al hanisim sha'asalanu, on the miracles that he did. It's explicit in the Rambam that the function, or a function, of the mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles is not just to let people know what night of Hanukkah it is, but a function of the mitzvah of Hanukkah, of lighting Hanukkah candles, is to give hodah, to give thanks to Hashem. Meaning, when the Gemara said halo v'hodah, we have a machlokas rishonim, what does that mean? According to Rashi, the institution of Hanukkah meant to say halal and say al anisim. While the Rambam says it was to say halal and to light Hanukkah candles. The way to give the hodah is not through al anisim, that wasn't the point of the yantiv, but rather to give hodah through lighting the Hanukkah candles. And it's interesting, the Rambam never mentions the idea of saying al anisim in Hilchas Hanukkah. According to Rashi, al anisim was the spitz, it was the highlight, it was the point of the institution of the yantiv. The Rambam doesn't mention it anywhere in Hilchos Chanukah. He only mentions it in Hilchos Tefillah as part of the benching, or part of Tefillah in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The Rambam there discusses the reciting Al Anisim in the benching, and in Shmoneh Esrei also in Hilchos Tefillah. But doesn't mention it in Hilchos Chanukah, because according to the Rambam, that wasn't the point of the Yom Tov. The point of the Yom Tov was for Halal and to light and to give Hodat Hashem by lighting Chanukah candles. While according to Rashi, it was much more intrinsic in the Yom Tov itself. Now, it's interesting, it emerges from Rashi, like we just said, that there was a special takana for Al Anisim when it comes to Hanukkah, to give Hodah to the Yom Tov. Right? But let's say by Purim. We never find by Purim that the point of Purim was to say Al Anisim. And so, well, according to the Rambam, Al Anisim on Purim and Al Anisim on Hanukkah is the exact same thing. It's something that Rabbanan added into our tefillah, into our benching, right? But it wasn't that Hanukkah had a special institution for Al Anisim because the whole holiday was for that. Well, according to Rashi, the entire holiday of Hanukkah was for Al Anisim. Something very different than by Purim. And this might be a makor to the diuk of the Pachad Yitzchak with Huttner. Says in a Sefer in Hanukkah in Maimer Beis in the beginning, he says that it's interesting that in Al Anisim of Purim it just describes the miracle of Mordechai, but by Hanukkah, instead of just ending off with the miracle that Adliko Neiros Bechatzos Kachacha, right, the Tefillah adds on V'kavu Shmonas Mei Hanukkah Eilu Lahodos Lahalal. It adds on that institution of Lahodos Lahalal, while by Purim it just tells you the miracle. So Rav Huttner explains that the Mechayev of Al Anisim on Hanukkah is Hodah, besides the basic Chiyuv to mention a miracle that happens to you. There's a Chiyuv to mention if a miracle happens to you, to be Mefarsem that miracle. Besides that, on Hanukkah there's an added obligation, Mitzad Hodah, to give thanks to Hashem. So therefore, we add that in to the Al Anisim. While by Purim, the whole function of Al Anisim is the normal mitzvah to be mefarsim our miracles. And that's why it doesn't end off with V'kavu Shmonas Mei Hanukkah Eilu, Lahodos Ulahalal. So this would be understood, at least according to Rashi, where we see that the whole institution of the Yantav of Hanukkah was in order to say Al Anisim. Okay. Now we continue in the Gemara, on Daf Chavdalid, the Gemara there seems to, the Rishonim there seem to go with Shitaso, at least in Rashi, and Tosos seems to be going with the opinion of the Rambam. The Gemara says on Chavdalid Amid Aleph in Masech HaShabbos, four lines from the top. The Gemara asks, what's the din? Do we have to mention Al Anisim or Hanukkah, Al Anisim in Berchas Hamazon? Now, the Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosos point out that why did the Gemara ask specifically about benching? Why did the Gemara ask about Shmoneh Esrei? So Rashi says, "Betfilah Pshita," the top Rashi on the page, "Betfilah Pshita Lan." We knew before this Gemara already that you say Al Anisim in Shmoneh Esrei, The only question of the Gemara, therefore, was by benching. Why was it so obvious to us that by tefillah it's going to be there's going to be a chiyuv of al anisim? Shaharei lahalal ulahoda nikvu ukadamin leil. Like Rashi says, like I explained earlier, and daf chaf aleph. That was the whole point of Chanukah. Chanukah was instituted lahodos lahalal ulahoda to say halal and to give hoda. What did that mean? Rashi explained to say al anisim in the bracha of hoda in Shmon Esrei. So you can't come along and now start asking, do you mention it? Of course you mention it. That was the point of the miracle. That was the point of the holiday. The whole point of the holiday was to have days of saying halal and al anisim. But now the Gemara asks, well, how about in benching? Do you also say it in benching or not? And the Gemara comes to a conclusion that it's a rishus. That, yes, you can if you want. Okay, we'll discuss that more, the conclusion of that later on. Tosos, however, disagrees. Tosos in Dibur Maskel Mahu on the left side of the page. Mahu haskel shel chanukah lebirchas hamazon. But tefila pshitale, of course in tefila you're going to do it. Why? Demaskir, that you mention it. Mishum de tefila b'tziborhu. Because tefila is said in public. You have a minion, a group of people together. V'ika persume nisa. And therefore there's a great amount of persume nisa by saying ala nisim. Aval b'berchas hamazon, sheba bayis, but benching, which you say alone, privately, Leka persume nisa kulihai. There's not so much persume nisa by you reciting al hanisim. So l'chora, the Rambam would fit well with Tosas because Rashi says that the Gemara didn't mention tefila because it's pshita. That was the whole institution of the yontif. The Rambam we saw disagreed. The institution of the yontif, according to the Rambam, was to have days of saying halal and lighting Chanukah candles. But not that the point was to say al anisim. So maybe the Gemara should have asked, do you say al anisim at all in Shmon Esrei as well? So that we can learn like Tosos. That Tosos says that the reason tefillah was pshita is because it's something that's done in the public and we want persume nisa. So therefore it was obvious that in Shmon Esrei we would go ahead and do that. Now the question is really, what does that mean that in Tosos, that in our private Shmona Es, that in our private Shmona Es, you're citing Shul as Besume Nisa. I mean, I don't hear you. I hope you're not saying it too loud to disturb me. So it's not like we're all singing Al Anisim together. So it could be that the Besume Nisa is that since every person knows that the other guy is saying it, and we're all doing that together, you know, we all know that we're adding something to Shmona Es together, and we're saying it together, so that creates a certain psychological effect which creates a certain level of persume nisa. Could be. It's not so pasha in Tosas what that means. Now, I'd like to discuss three interesting applications which comes out from Tosas' explanation of the Gemara. First, the Prima Gadim has a sefer on Shas called the Rosh Yosef. And in Dibur Maskel V'Havei Yodea on the Gemara, he says that according to Tosas, the pshita of the Gemara was only by tefillah b'tzibur. Only by tefillah, when you say it in shul, that was obvious that you're going to say al anisim. But it tefillah b'yachidus, what happens if the person's davening alone? So maybe at most, that's going to be like benching, that it's going to be a rishus, according to the maskana of the Gemara. Interesting point, that the institution of al anisim in Shmon Esrei, he wants to suggest, might be different by shul and in a person's private Shmon Esrei. Again, we could have said there was a low plug, and there's no difference at all, since normally you're supposed to be in shul, and you're saying it in shul, so therefore they said this, and you're supposed to say it. But it's just interesting that such a possibility could emerge. Similarly, along the same line, the splitting, the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, he asks, why did the Gemara specifically ask about Chanukah, benching on Chanukah, saying Al Anisim and benching on Chanukah? Why did the Gemara also ask about saying Al Anisim and benching on Purim? Right? Now, one could have been Docha and say, yeah, the Sugi's over here, the Gemara is talking about Chanukah, so the Gemara decided to discuss it. But the Gemara never discusses Al Anisim and Purim. So he says that it's interesting that since by Purim, the Megillah says, Mishpacha o Mishpacha, that we have to eat our Suda with other people, like Rashi explains in the Megillah over there. So since we bench with a lot of people, we have our Purim suit and a lot of people benching together, so for sure there's Pesume Nisa when you say Al Anisim together, just like Tosa said there was Pursume Nisa in Shmona Esrei, B'tzibur. When you're in Shul and everyone's saying Shmona Esrei, Tosa said, it was Pshita you're going to say Alanisim over there. Because there in the Shmona Esrei, there's a public expression of Alanisim. So the Cheshek Shlomo says, that same Pshita exists by the Birchas HaMazon on Purim. Because since by the Birchas HaMazon on Purim, everyone is eating together, and therefore they're going to say Alei Nisim together, so therefore you have that Pursumei Nisa Tfei. The Gemara's only question was by Chanukah, by benching on Chanukah, where theoretically you're saying it by yourself. Whoever heard of the Chanukah party, right? So if you're eating your meal privately, and you're benching privately, so maybe over there wouldn't be a Chiyuv, to which the Gemara says that you can't say it. You can't say it. Okay. A third application of Tosos, this is very interesting, applies to us, at least in this minyan, that Rav Sternbach, in the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim, if you want to look this up, there are three volumes. Well, there are nine volumes of Moadim Uzmanim, but it's broken up into three books. So in the Chelek Vav through Tes, in Chelek Ches, it's called the Kutei Ha'aros. So in the Chelek Ches, there are more Chalakim. So in Chelek Ches, it's in Chelek Vav, Simen Sadi Dalet. He quotes from Rav Aaron Cutler, who said that even in the yeshivos, which normally say a short Chazar Sashatz at Mincha, Heichi Kedusha, on Chanukah they should say the whole thing, meaning they should say the whole Chazar Sashatz, in order to say the Al HaNisim B'Tzibur. And Rav Sternbach explains, because of Pursumei Nisa, that if the Chazar Sashatz, if the Shat says it out loud and everyone can hear the Al HaNisim, there's a great Pursumei Nisa. So therefore, even though normally the entire year you're saying this Heichi Kedusha, where the Chazan first says the first three brachos with Kedusha, and then everyone just says their silent Shmon Esrei, but on Chanukah, it's better to everyone say their own private Shmon Esrei first, like you do in Shacharis, and then have a normal Chazaris and Shatz afterwards, so that the Shatz could say Al HaNisim. And in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, phenomenal Sefer, Kisser Sefer on Hilchos Tefila, in Perek Mem Ches, in Ha'ara Tezvav, at least this is in my version, the later version might have changed the letters, there he explains that it's based on Aratosos. That we see from Aratosos that Betfila Betzibor, there's this Indian of, Al HaNisim being a Pursumei Nisa Tfei, and therefore, he explains that's where Ivaran Kalor came from, that the minhag should switch for mincha during Chanukah. Okay. Now, the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara, move on to a new point now. The Maskana of the Gemara is that by benching, Al HaNisim is a Roshosa, right? And that's why, if we forget Al HaNisim and benching, we do not go back. Masha Enkin on Shabbos, if you get Rasev Achli Tzeinu, you do go back, right? But Al HaNisim, if you forget it, you don't go back. Now, there's an interesting Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Sifkat Yud Gimel, that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch rules that if you forgot Ritzei, but you remembered Yalav Yovel. Now forget Chanukah for a second. Okay, a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You forget Ritzei, but you remembered Yalav Yovel. So you have to repeat benching, and you have to recite Yalav Yovel in the second benching. Right? Even though normally Ritzei, you have to bench, you have to go back again. Yalav Yovel, if you forgot your Yalav Yovel and your normal benching on a Tuesday, you don't bench again. So maybe I would have thought that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that I forgot Ritzei, and I said Yalav Yovel, so maybe I don't have to repeat the Yalav Yovel with my second benching, because the only thing that's obligating me to bench again is the Ritzei, so I should bench again with just the Ritzei. So the Shulchan Aruch says you say Yalav Yovel anyway, in the second benching. The Magen Avraham says that on Shabbos Chanukah, however, if someone benches and remembers to say Al HaNisim, but forgets Ritzei, so you have to repeat benching again because you forgot Ritzei, but you don't have to say Al HaNisim again, since the Gemara to begin with says that it's not obligatory, it's only a Rishus. Now the Shartzion, Sifkan Chafal over there says that he left out the Magen Avraham from the Mishnah Brura because it's not Mukhrach. Like the Prima Gadim over there says, he says, Mikomakom Tzarech Iyan. You know, Prima Gadim doesn't have clarity on this halacha. So that's why the Shartzion says he left out of the Mishnah Brura, and therefore, Lemaisa, if you did forget Alani, if you did forget, let's say this coming Shabbos, but you did say Alanisim, so therefore you're going to bench again because you forgot let's say. Therefore, you should say Alanisim in the benching. But at least the Magen Avraham is coming from again the fact that originally in benching, like the minhag of Israel is everyone says Alanisim, right? That became the minhag that in benching we say it. We'll see why in a second. But since at the core of the institution of Al Nisim and benching, it was a Rishos, like the Maskan of our Gemara, therefore, it's okay. The Maganum thought that you don't have to say it a second time if you forgot to say in benching. Okay, our minig is to say it. Okay, but now here comes a much more applicable situation, which comes out of the fact that it's a Rishos at its initial stage of institution of Alanisim and benching. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Ches, Sif Yud Beis, he writes that we don't mention Alanisim and Alamichya. And Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram, in Simon Tav Reish Pei Beis, raises the question, you know, as to why. Why is it that we're not going to say it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra. The Gra is in Simon Reish Ches, and there in Sif Yud Beis, Dib Maskel Aval. He writes that the reason is because even in benching, we're not obligated to recite Alanisim. Again, our minag is we do say Alanisim in benching. It kind of became a chova. The Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav in Hilchos Tefillah says it's because the Yerushalmi holds that you're even supposed to be chozer if you forget Alanisim in benching. So the Rambam said you should say it. But he wasn't willing to go with the Yerushalmi against the Bavli to say that you should go over and repeat your Shemona Esrei if you forgot. So he said, he like takes the Yerushalmi and says it's obligatory. But on the other hand, doesn't say they have to repeat the benching. So for whatever the reason is, the Gemara said it was a Rishus, and the Minhag Yisrael became that this is something that we do. We took on as a chova that we say it. But at the core of the institution of it originally was a Rishus. So the Gra says that since it was a Rishus, they never put it into the Alamichya. And once it was never in the Alamichya, at the beginning of its initial stages of development, so then even though it's true that in benching it became something that we all do, but it never then became part of Alamichya. Very simple explanation of why we don't say it in Alamichya. But the Prima Gadim brings an Elia Rabbah in the name of the Marami Rutenberg, that a different answer. And I'd like to focus on this answer a little bit because it also helps us understand in a very great way what is going on in Alamichya. What are we doing in the Bracha of Alamichya in general, unrelated to Chanukah. But this just highlights it even more. Okay, the Prima Gadim brings again from the Maharami Rutenberg that the whole institution of Alanisim was for it to be recited in Hodah. Okay? That this especially is true according to Rashi, that Rashi says that the institution of Chanukah was Halal and Hodah. What did Hodah mean? It meant Alanisim. Alanisim in Hodah. Okay, so that was the whole institution of Alanisim was to be recited in Hodah. Now, since, that says the Maharami Rutenberg, since there's no Hodah in Alamichya, so therefore, we don't say Alanisim. Meaning it's a technicality. Theoretically, yeah, you could have put it in Alanisim, but since there's no Hodah in Alanisim, therefore we don't say Alamichya. We don't say Alanisim in Alamichya. And that's not true. The words at the end of Alamichya we say, V'nodelecha la'aretz v'alamichya. We say, V'nodelecha. So he says, no, that's not Hodah. Okay? Prima Gadim says, that's not Hodah. That is not Hodah. Now the question is, what in the world does that mean? Okay, so again, before we explain what that means and move on to understanding Alamichya a little bit, let's just sum that up, okay? Two answers why we don't say Alanisim in Alamichya. First of all, is based on the Gemara in Chav Dalet, that the Gemara's conclusion was that that saying Alanisim, even in benching, is only a Rishus. It's true that through the Doros, it became something that we all do and we should do. But since at its core, at its initial stages of development, the institution was only as a Rishus, it wasn't even an institution. It's something that developed, it was a Rishus, that you can say it if you want. Therefore, at that point, they didn't put it into Alamichya. Because it wasn't obligatory. Even though nowadays we do say it, but in benching, even though we say it in benching, but it never got transferred over to Alam Yechya. Okay, it makes very sense. That's the Mishnah Berurah in the Gra. Prima Gadim says that no, that the whole point of Alam Nisim was to be said connected to Hodah. And there is no Hodah in Alam Yechya. So therefore you can't say Alam Nisim. Alam Nisim is an extension of the Hodah that you're saying in benching. In benching you say no Delecha. So therefore we extend it with an Alam Nisim. But in Alam Yechya, where there is no Hodah, therefore you don't go ahead and say Ala Nisim. Okay, and the question is, the no delachal arts of Ala Michya, we say it at the end of Ala Michya. So there is Hodah, so therefore we should go ahead and say it. So here, I'd like to take a few minutes to just discuss the bracha of Ala Michya in order for us to be able to understand it. First of all, the tour in Simon Reish Ches discusses Ala Michya, and he brings the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. And the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel, but the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, the Rav Dimi. Abaye said to Rav Dimi, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Here's the Bracha of Alam Michya. And he quotes our Nusach of Alam Michya, and the words V'noda L'chala Arts Alam Michya is not there. It wasn't in the original in the original Nusach in the Gemara of Alam Michya. So first of all, right there, right off the bat, we understand then what the Prima Gadim meant, what the Maharam Rambam meant. The words "Vnod Al Chalas Alam Michya" was not in the many nuschos of Alam Michya. So therefore, Alam Nisim was not put there. As simple as that. But it's really even more than that. The Torah goes on to explain that Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, we call Alam Michya Me'ein Shalosh, is from the three blessings, the three brachos of benching. How is that? So he says, Alam Michya, the words Alam Michya, is Me'ein, it's a shortened version of Brachas Hazan. The first Brachas Hazan is Hakol, that Hashem is Mechaye, Hashem feeds us, Hashem sustains us, satiates us, that bracha. Fine. The words Va'al Eretz, Chemda, Kume'ein Berchas Ha'aretz. The second bracha of No Delecha in benching is not a bracha of Hodah. It's not like at the end of Shemona Esrei, you know, we have the Hodah time. Now we're up to the Thanksgiving part of Shemona Esrei. The second bracha of benching is not a bracha of Hodah. It's a bracha to mention Eretz Yisrael, how special it is that we have Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in Alam Yechya we say, Val Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. We don't mention, and we give thank you to Hashem. We say, Alam Yechya Val Chalkala, Val Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, Alam Yechya Val Chalkala, Val Tovas HaSadeh, that is the Berachas Hazan. Val Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, that's the second bracha. And then Rachem, we say Rachem in Alam Yechya, that's Me'ein Bonei Yishalayim. That is the third bracha of benching. Then we say, Ki Ata Hashem Tov Meitiv L'Kol Nedei L'Chalitz V'Alam Yechya, Ki Ata Hashem Tov U'Meitiv. That is the fourth bracha of benching, the bracha of Tov Ameitiv. Okay, so we have four. The Torah says that, the Rambam says that there are those who don't say Ki Ata Hashem Tov Ameitiv, because it's only Me'ein Shalosh. Now, according to we have four brachas. We have the first bracha Hazan, we have the bracha of No Delecha being represented by Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava. We have the third bracha of Bonei Yishalayim being represented by Rachim. And we have the fourth bracha of Tova Meitiv being represented by Kiyat Hashem Tova Meitiv. Right? So the Rambam says there were those who said you shouldn't have the fourth one because it's only a bracha Me'ein Shalosh. But the Torah says, no, we say it. It's only in our Nuschos to say that fourth one as well. Why is it called bracha Me'ein Shalosh? It's because those three are daraisa. The fourth bracha of Tova Meitiv was only a later institution of the Rabbanim. Okay, so it's called Brachim. So we have four. But the point that is important to bring out over here is that the second bracha of benching is not a Birchas Hodah. It's a bracha of Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava. It's a bracha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in Alam Michya, the word Hodah doesn't even get mentioned at that point, because that's not the essence of the bracha. The essence of the second bracha of benching is only Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Very good. Then the tour goes on, and he brings from the Sefer HaMitzvos, from the Smag. Sheyesh lomar acher ki ata Hashem tov meitiv, after you mention the fourth bracha, right, ki ata Hashem tov meitiv, you should say the words v'noda lecha l'artz v'alam mechya. Okay, so the Smag says you should say these words, v'noda lecha l'artz v'alam mechya. It's not in the text of the Gemara, but the Smak says you should say it. Why? What? Why? Why should you say it? Not because we want now to start giving Hodah Hashem. We feel bad we haven't said the word Noda. No, that's not the reason. The reason is only because since the bracha is a long bracha, there's a din that the end of any long bracha has to be similar to the conclusion of the bracha. Meaning, we're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Al Aretz V'Al HaMichya, right? But we haven't mentioned the words Michya since earlier. We haven't mentioned the word Al HaMichya since the beginning. There was a big break. So there's the din that you always want to have the end of the paragraph inside the bracha to be Me'ena Chasima, Samach Chasima. That the end, the very conclusion of Baruch Hashem, how you're going to end, should also be very similar to the line before that in the length of the bracha. That's called that the Me'ena Chasima, Samach Chasima. So the Smag said you should say V'Noda Lecha Ala Aretz V'Ala Mechia, so we could re-mention the words Ala Mechia V'Ala Chakla before you say Baruch Atah Hashem Ala Aretz V'Ala Mechia at the end. It's a technicality. You're putting the words V'Noda Lecha over there, not because now we want to have a new aspect to the bracha to start giving Hodah, but rather it's just there so that you could end off the long paragraph with the words Ala Mechia V'Ala Chakla next to the Baruch Atah Hashem Ala Aretz V'Ala Mechia. It's a din in Hilchos Brachos. So therefore, Even if we're going to say that the Noda Lecha at the end is to give thanks, but that's not part of the Alam Yichya Bracha. Part of the Alam Yichya, the point of the Alam Yichya Bracha was just to have a miniature version of benching. So we mentioned the four brachos. None of the four brachos in benching is to give Hodat Hashem, right? It's just to talk about the essence of the bracha, that Hashem satiates us, we have Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem Bonei Yushalayim, that Hashem is Tova Meitiv, that's it. At the very end, we say the word V'Noda Lecha only for a technicality, so that we can make it Samach to the end, to the last bracha, Baruch Hashem Al Aretz V'Al HaMichya. So we want to mention the word of Al HaMichya, but it's not the essence. So to start saying Al HaNisim on that is going to be difficult, especially because the whole point is to connect it to the last bracha. If you're going to say V'Noda Lecha Al Aretz V'Al HaMichya, give a whole new Torah, so then weiter, you're gonna have a problem that the last part of the paragraph is not similar to the text of the concluding bracha. So then you can't stick Ala Nisim over there. So again, Ala Nisim has to be with Hodah. It happens to be in benching, where benching is very long, and we say no delacha, we mention that we thanking Hashem about Eretz Kam the Tovar Chava. So we stick over there, the Ala Nisim, into there. Anyway, it's long, it's okay. In Ala Mechia, we don't mention Hodah in the bracha, because we're only mentioning the essence of the bracha. So we mention Eretz Chem de Tov Erchava. The fact that we start off in benching the word Noda Lecha falls out when it comes to the miniature version of Ala Mechia. At the end of Ala Mechia, we say V'Noda Lecha Ala Aretz V'Ala Mechia. First of all, that wasn't in the original text. The Rambam also... I'm sorry. First of all, it wasn't in the original text of the Gemara. So that's not so difficult. And second of all, even though the Shita, the Smag, and our Minog, is to say V'Noda Lecha Aretz V'Al HaMichya, the whole point is so that you have that line directly connected to the concluding bracha, Baruch Hashem Aretz V'Al HaMichya. If you're going to institute now an Ala Nisim in the middle, then you've uprooted the whole point of having those words V'Noda Lecha Aretz V'Al HaMichya. So therefore, the Marami Rutenberg said that you can't have Ala Nisim in Ala Mechia. Okay, so just very quickly to sum it up, we mentioned the Machlokes, we've shown him that according to Rashi, the whole institution of Ala Nisim, the whole institution of Chanukah, was to say Hallel and give Hodah. What does it mean Hodah? Ala Nisim. Ala Nisim is not just a nice song, it is the point of Chanukah. Okay, according to the Rambam, that's not true. That's why the Rambam never mentions Ala Nisim in the entire Hilchos Chanukah, just mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah. And when the Rambam is quoting the Gemara about Hallel, the Hodah, he says Hallel and lighting Chanukah candles. Lighting Chanukah candles is an aspect of Hodah to Hashem, like the Rambam explicitly writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. That has an application to the Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet asks, Do you say, should you say al hanisim in benching on Chanukah? Rashi says, why did the Gemara ask about tefillah? The reason was because tefillah is pshita. That was the institution of Chanukah, to say al hanisim in hodah of Shmona Esrei. That's Rashi Lishitaso. How's the Rambam going to answer? Why didn't the Gemara ask about al hanisim in Shmona Esrei? The answer is like Tosos. Tosos says, because al hanisim in Shmona Esrei has a tremendous amount of persuma nisa, and therefore it was more obvious to the Gemara that tefillah b'tzibur, when they say al hanisim altogether, that's going to be there. It's going to be more important to say. The question, what about benching, which you say alone? We mentioned three interesting applications that come out of Tosos. One was the Rosh Yosef, that what is the status of al hanisim in your private Shmona Esrei? Does that have the status of benching, which is a reshus at the end of the day, or is it more obligatory to say, like in the Shmona Esrei of the Tzibur, or not? That was one interesting idea. The other one is the Cheshek Shlomo, who explained why in Purim the Gemara never asked about benching in Purim. The reason is because that would have the same status as Shmona Esrei b'Tzibur, because on Purim you have your meal, mishpacha, you have it together, and therefore there's more presuming nisim to say al hanisim. Three, we mentioned Rav Sternbach's quoting of Aaron Cutler that said that even if normally say Eichi Kedusha on during the year for Mincha, for Shmona Esrei, for Mincha on Chanukah, you should do it in the reverse, like we do at Shacharis. At first you have your private Shmona Esrei, then you have your Chazar Shashat, so that the Shats can say Al Hanisim, and everyone could have it together. Okay. Then we spoke about Al Hanisim in Al Mikha. The Maskana of the Gemara Daf Avdalet is that benching is only Rishus to say it. Again, our minute is that we do say it, and you're supposed to say it. We mentioned that the Rambam says just to say it, doesn't tell you that it's a Rishus. The reason we explained maybe was based on the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, based on the Yerushalmi, it says that it's obligatory, so the Rambam came somewhere in the middle. Okay, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's a Rishus. Based on that, we had two interesting applications, and that was the Magen Avraham suggested that maybe on Shabbos Chanukah, if you forgot Ritzevach Liseinu when you're benching, but you said Al Hanisim, maybe you wouldn't have to go back and say Al Hanisim again. You would bench again, you would say Ritzevach Liseinu, but you would not say Al Hanisim. Because maybe since it's only Rishus, you don't have to say it again. Okay? Mishnah Berurah leaves it out. It's not so clear why this halacha is fully true, but the Magen Avraham says it's based on the fact that anyway it's only Rishus the first time. So if you said it already once and you bench again, you don't have to say it a second time. Okay? The second one was why there's no Al Hanisim in our Al Hamichya. The Vilna Gaon, quoted by Mishnah Berurah, says that the reason is because since at its initial stages, Al Hanisim in benching was only a Rishus, therefore, it never made it into the Al Hamichya. Even though benching is only Rishus, so it's not an Al Hamichya. It's true that nowadays we say it, and that's the minhag, to say Al Hanisim in benching, but that's something that developed later on, and it never moved over into Al Hamichya, since it didn't exist b'chlal in the Al Hamichya prayer. Okay? The second answer that we brought was that Al Hanisim is connected with Hodah. So in benching, when we say the words no delacha, okay, benching is long, we say the word no delacha, we connect Al Hanisim to that. But in Al Hamichya, there is no delacha, because Al Hamichya is only a me'ain, it's only a miniature version of the brachos, of the essence, the essence of the four brachos of benching, and the essence of the second bracha of benching. Although it's true that in benching we start off the word no delacha, that is not the essence of the bracha at all. The essence of the bracha is Eretz Chem D'Tov R'Chavetz, to talk about Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we say that in Al Hamichya. So there's no mention of Hodah, and therefore you can't say Al Hanisim anywhere, it doesn't fit anywhere into the Al Hamichya bracha. It says at the end of Al Hamichya, V'no Delacha L'Aretz V'Al Hamichya. So first of all, we pointed out that in the text of the Gemara, it wasn't there, and even though the Torah brings from the Smag, which is our Minag, that at the end of Al Hamichya, you say V'no Delacha L'Aretz V'Al Hamichya, that's only because we need to conclude that long bracha with the same words of the concluding bracha, of Baruchat Hashem L'Aretz V'Al Hamichya. So if we would go ahead and say V'no Delacha L'Aretz V'Al Hamichya and start saying Al Hanisim, we would break between that sentence and the concluding bracha of Baruch Hashem al-Aretz v'al Hamichya, which is against the whole point of having that sentence of an Odeh Lecha al-Aretz v'al Hamichya. Therefore, you can't say Al Hanisim over there, and that's it. And it's not going to end up in the bracha of Al Hamichya. Shkayach.